This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This has been another podcast of The Affair on Joy 94.9.
You can always catch us at 6 p.m. on Saturday nights on Joy 94.9.
And catch us online at joy.org.au/The Affair.
All day, every day. Joy 94.9 on air and online at joy.org.au.
The Affair on Joy 94.9.
Oh, well, good evening, Brady.
Good evening, Brady. Daylight savings tonight. I didn't know that. I love the way we both went, oh, yeah, when Ben said that in the news.
Big thank you to Ben for doing the news, and a big thank you to Shannon for the Chappelle Show every Saturday. Thank you, Shannon.
Yep, absolutely. Tonight, though, no hip-hop with us. We're going back in time.
Yes.
To 1980, 1981, 1982. I'm going to stop now. All the way through to 89. It's girl groups of the 80s.
Oh, my God. How exciting. We love the 80s here on The Affair.
We have been known to be a bit of a fan, almost as much as we love the 90s.
Yeah, I know. Now, look, the question tonight, now, obviously, girl groups, but we are asking everyone, what was their favourite thing about the 80s?
Oh, there's so many things to choose from.
Oh, my God. The hair.
The shoulder pads.
The excess.
I thought you were going to say the accessories, but that as well.
And the accessories. Yep. And we want to hear from you. What was your favourite thing about the 80s?
It can be anything. It can be music. It can be fashion. It can be TV.
What's yours, Brady?
I reckon it's TV.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but do you know what I think it would be if I went back and watched it now? I'd just go, oh, it's really bad. But I kind of pictured Dynasty and, you know.
How could you not, though? And Dallas.
Yeah.
Like fabulous 80s big soaps.
Yep. Alexis Carrington.
I know. Joni Collins. Joni San Angelo. She's fabulous. She's fabulous. Hey, but music. Now, music, obviously, the 80s was a fabulous decade for a whole variety of different music.
Yes.
And girl groups.
Which, when we came up with this idea, I went, yeah, that's a great idea. And then, you know, it's actually not as broad a genre as you might think.
You're so very true there.
When we go girl groups next time, we perhaps shouldn't limit ourselves quite as much because we went, girl groups, yeah, that's great. How about girl groups of the 80s? Yeah, that's great.
It's fantastic. Yeah. Oh, my God, there's like two.
Yeah, and then I literally had to do the Google because I was kind of going, yeah, and I came up with kind of about three. And then oh, there's got to be more than that. And there were a few that came up that were a bit, like, I kind of vaguely remember, like, Apollonia 6.
Apollonia 6?
Yeah.
What's that?
That was the forerunner of Vanity 6. You know, Prince had those girls?
Yes.
Yeah. Vanity was the lead singer of Vanity 6.
Yes.
And then she ran off and tried to have a solo career, so she got quickly replaced by Apollonia. Or the other way around. I might have that backwards. Sorry, Prince fans.
Okay. Because another girl group that's just popped to mind, very similar to this, but the other way around. Obviously, George Michael and Andrew Ridgely fronted Wham, but they also had the two backing sisters,
Pepsi
and
Shirley.
And they had they had one hit after the breakup of Wham because George went off and did Careless Whisper.
Yes.
And then said, you know what? Wham, it's over.
Yep, wham bam.
Absolutely. But then Pepsi and Shirley had this. So they were the English version of Apollonia 6.
I wonder why they didn't show up in my Google searches.
Well, it's not. They weren't that big.
Neither were quite a few of these other ones, let me tell you.
What about the Go-Go's?
Yes, the Go-Go's. Now, look, they almost got a run tonight.
Yes.
But we did play the Go-Go's a few weeks on the show, so I thought I'll try to mix it up a little bit tonight.
And you know what I found really funny about when I was looking at different bands to play? So many of them either started basically as a group and then solo careers occurred.
Yes.
So many. And you sort of like, I mean, look, a prime suspect, even though not from the 80s, from the 60s, Diana Ross and the Supremes, which were originally called the Supremes. Mm. Then it was Diana Ross and the Supremes. Then Diana Ross went off and did her own thing. But the Supremes kept going for a period in the 70s.
They did, yes.
High Energy? Was that one of their tracks? Oh, I'm getting it. I'm probably getting it confused. But they did a couple of disco albums and then sort of petered out in
the 70s. Well, then because Florence Ballard had that. Yes. She kind of died and was
sad.
It was all a bit sad. Actually, on the side note, Mary Wilson's autobiography, it's awful. Don't read it.
Oh, really? Why is it awful?
I don't know. I read it years ago when it first came out, and I remember loving it. And then a while back, I don't know, last year or something, I went on a plane and I thought, I'll take this book with me so I can read it again and then chuck it at the other end.
Yeah.
I read a page and a half and shoved it in the back of the seat pocket in front. It's so bad. So bad.
But we're not talking about the 60s. We're not. Are we? We're
not
talking about 80s girl groups. And the question we're asking is, Brady,
what's your favourite thing about the 80s?
Yes.
Let us know.
But, you know, maybe enough chat.
Okay.
Shall we play one now, Brady? First cab off the rank tonight.
Okay. Our first cab off the rank tonight pretty much explains what I'm feeling at the moment. I'm so excited.
Oh, my God.
Now, I did watch that really bad Pedro Almodovar film last week by the same title. It's really bad. But anyway, it's The Pointer Sisters. I'm so excited. 1982 and then again in 1984.
Fabulous.
Hi, this is Ruth Pointer of The Pointer Sisters, and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
It is Joy 94.9. It's The Affair, and tonight it's 80s girl bands.
Oh, my God, and we just heard the fabulous Pointer Sisters. I can't get enough of them, Brady.
They are so fantastic. Hey, what if I was to say to you the word deceptions? Does that mean anything to you?
Deceptions.
With that song, I'm so excited. Stephanie Powers miniseries from the 80s. Do you remember it?
Oh, my God.
She plays twins. One's a rich sister. One's a poor sister. And they decide to swap lives. And then one of them breaks their arm and they have to extend it. And anyway, so the ad for that was Stephanie in her rich mode dancing on a yacht in Saint-Tropez or something, dancing to I'm So Excited by the Pointer Sisters.
Do you know what? You have just found the next miniseries that Andrew, myself, and our good friends Aaron and Mark are going to watch in the next nest, because we love doing a mini series, an 80s mini series. That is it.
Get onto it. Get onto it. It's much better than the book, which ends entirely differently, but I won't spoil it for you.
Oh, okay. Mm. Okay. Mm.
But hey, look, that's not my favourite thing about the 80s, but it's one of my favourite things about the 80s. But we are asking our lovely listeners to let us know what their favourite things about the 80s are. Some of them have.
I know. The lovely Jennifer has texted in and said, the Bananarama and the Bangles. Jennifer, stay tuned.
You could be in luck.
Don't touch that dial. What? Who else have we got, Brady?
We've got our missing co-host, Hickey, all the way from New Zealand, who is giving out a big yay for Pepsi and Shirley.
Oh, well, now I know who bought their album. Hikaru did.
It's probably worth a lot of money, that single. And look, we also mentioned Prince and Apollonia
Are Sick.
Yes, we've also got another message in from someone saying that they adore the Purple Rain period of Prince in the 80s. The man is hot, hot. He can sing and dance in purple high heel boots like no one else.
That's true.
Having said that, there's not that many people who would try it, so there you go.
That's true. You know, I still haven't watched Purple Rain.
I haven't seen it for many years. It's pretty bad.
Yeah, but I love it.
The album's great, but the film is bad.
Do you know what is one of my favourite things from the 80s?
What's that?
And I don't think any girl group actually was on, because you know the soundtrack to a lot of 80s films was huge. Mm-hmm. Flashdance. And was possibly my favourite, and still was probably my favourite. That and The Breakfast Club would be my favourite all-time 80s things.
Yeah, no girl bands on those, though.
No, which is quite interesting.
Well, there weren't that many.
Well, there weren't that many, but the ones who were, like the Pointer Sisters, were pretty outstanding.
Hey, interesting side fact. I love it when I learn something when I'm preparing for the show.
Yes.
Did you know the Pointer Sisters sing the pinball song on Sesame Street?
You mean the 1, 2, 3,
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yeah.
You're kidding.
Apparently they recorded it in 1972.
How cool is that?
I love these little snippets that I find
out. Wow. Because I think everyone knows that and everyone loves it. Well, all the gays do.
Well, and all the children.
And all the children.
Yeah. Hey, you know, another great girl band from the 80s.
Yeah.
Well, girl group. What's the definition of a group? Is a duo a group?
Look, I thought this. Is it a duo? Is it a group? Is it a band? And I think we're putting them all together with groups.
I think it's anyone who's more than a single female and you can't have any male members involved.
Hear, hear.
Yes. Okay.
Absolutely.
You know who I'm going to say next? Mel and Kim.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
How fantastic. And what is it, Brittany?
Showing out. Get fresh at the weekend.
Ooh. Chill. You're on Joy 94.9 with Brett Squared on The Affair. Showing out.
Get fresh for the weekend.
You're listening to Brett and Brett on The Affair on Joy 94.9 tonight. It is all about 80s girl band. How could we not do a show without talking about Mel and Bloody Kim?
I know, I know. And now look, everyone knows that just... bring things down a bit, that no, that Mel
you
and Kim
say
had
I get overly excited.
No, because I didn't want to give it a big build up and then start talking about how Mel died.
I know.
Which everyone kind of knows.
Yes.
But I didn't know that Mel actually had cancer before they became successful. So she'd had
really?
Treatment for it in like 1985 and it had gone off into remission. Then they launched their pop career.
Yeah.
And yeah, they only had the one album because they were... She actually came out of hospital to record songs for the second album, but then it never eventuated because she passed away.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible. Well, good on her for soldiering on,
yes,
as they say.
Yeah. And look, and as they say, the music lives on because really... That's a classic 80s track.
It
that
is.
One.
And as you said, it was hard not to play Respectable.
Yeah, that kind of gets done to death. So
it does. And I always liked that as the, because that was probably the second biggest hit. Respectable was bigger in, here yeah. in Australia. Hey, we are asking everyone, though, what is their favourite 80s moment?
Yes. Andrew from Carnegie has done just that.
Oh.
He says the 80s is the last decade to have a distinctive look, and ever since then it's been inspired by things or it's been revivals. There was Hairspray, shoulder pads, boys looking like girls. Oh, there was a lot of that. Girls looking like Joan Collins or Madonna. True.
Heaven.
Yep.
Oh, thank you, Andrew from Carnegie.
Got to love that.
Oh, my goodness. Now, Brenny, you've chosen some great girl groups tonight.
Yes. Now, this one I'd really call a woman group rather than a girl group. And just before I say what it is and before everyone rolls their eyes and
yes.
goes, oh, God,
this
camp
old
classic.
She's trotting out this yeah. again. Goodness.
So when I was picking my songs, I was going through my playlist and I saw this and I went, oh, that's a bit cheesy. And then I played it.
Yes.
And tonight I'm playing the album track.
Yes.
And the vocals are fantastic. It is a classic song.
Yes.
You cannot top it. It's the Weather Girls. It's Raining Men. It's the album version. Martha Wash does some extra wails in this one. Check it out.
You know what? This is the time where you roll up the rug, girls.
Yeah. Turn it up loud and listen to the vocals, people.
You're listening to The Affair with Brettie and Brettie on Joy 94.9.
Listening to you. SMS 0427 JOY 949. Email onair at joy.org.au or call us 1300 JOY 949.
Yes, so we've got the super gay track out of the way. It's the girl group, 1980s girl group Affair tonight on Joy 94.9, and there are no more Weather Girls to be heard, but I made the most of it. I danced in my chair, literally.
Now, I have played, and I haven't played that before. I was just telling to Brettie whilst we were playing the song, I said, I think I now have played all the gay anthems. That was the last one of the set.
There you go. You've got a whole collection now.
I did play Bring Me a Man This Christmas, Dear Santa, and I was telling Brett in how they start that song.
Yes, because for those who are under the misimpression that the Weather Girls only ever had one song, oh, no.
Oh, no.
They basically recorded the same song again, but with a Santa theme.
Yes, but it was just, Dear Santa, I Want a Christmas. And even the film clip was virtually the same, except they were in
red with white.
But they had dancing girls.
Oh.
Not the dancing. You know, the boys were dancing around in Speedos and
raincoats. Yeah.
Which seem really pervy now.
But yes, but you were saying instead of doing, hi, we're your weather girls, and have we got news for you?
We've got holiday news.
I love it.
Original, very original.
I love it. Hey, look, we are asking our listeners tonight what their favourite thing about the 80s is.
Yes.
And Erin from Balaclava has done just that.
Yes.
Yes, and she says, who can forget the Go-Go's with Our Lips Are Sealed? We almost played that tonight. Or Bananarama with Love in the First Degree.
I know. That was the next song, weren't we? Because I was finding about, do we play Our Lips Are Sealed? But then I realised that and the Vacation song, they were their hits of the Go-Go's. But Belinda Carlisle, bless her heart, she was another one who left the girl group.
Yes.
And had a successful career.
Yes. All her original albums have been re-released on digital master with a bonus disc.
Oh, fabulous.
They're very good. They're very expensive.
Now, Bretty.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to test you because you do quite well in a quiz.
And listeners, we don't rehearse this, so I do actually sit here in terror that I'm going to embarrass myself by getting something wrong.
But what I've done tonight with the quiz, this is all about 80s girls group, obviously.
Okay.
But it all relates to the bands that we're playing, or the groups that we're playing tonight.
Okay, well, that narrows it down a little bit.
So for those of you playing at home, get ready, get your pencils ready.
Finger on the buzzer.
Because I only asked the question once. Okay, question one. The Pointer Sisters had a hit with Neutron Dance in 1984. What was the blockbuster film it was from?
Oh, Beverly Hills Cop.
Fantastic. How many sequels, Brady?
Two sequels. Did it go up to Beverly Hills Cop 3?
Well, you see, I thought there was only two sequels. There was four.
Really?
Yes.
So four plus the original or four in total?
No, four in total.
Oh my.
Four in total.
Oh.
And I'm not sure if Eddie Murphy was in all four. I think he was in the first two, because I remember seeing Beverly Hills Cop 1 and 2 in the cinema.
Like on a double bill?
No, like it, separately. And that was Cinema City, Hay Street, which no longer
exists.
Much
like the Greater Union around the corner, which no longer exists.
Yeah, but that's, you know, maybe that's, we need to do a cinema affair.
Yeah.
Another night. Okay, question two. Okay. This is going well. All right. Stock Aitken and Waterman produced Mel and Kim, plus a huge variety of artists such as Kylie, Jason Donovan, Big Fun. Remember Big Fun?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sonia.
Sonia, Bananarama, Rick Astley, just to name a few.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Stock Aitken and Waterman was also known as, they had a nickname. Do you remember the nickname?
The Hit Factory.
Well done. Two out of two, ooh. Brenny. How are you playing at home? I hope everyone's keeping a record. Right. Question three. It's Raining Men has been covered many, many times. Can you name who?
Jerry Halliwell. Did a version.
Yes.
Martha Wash and RuPaul did a version.
Oh, pretty. Well done.
And now I've kind of hit the wall. Is there more?
There is one more, and it was...
Is it Bad Young Divas?
It was just Young Divas, I would have accepted.
I'm sure it was bad if... No, yeah, anyway.
So Martha and RuPaul did it in 1997, and their film clip was... it was sort of put together on a shoestring, but there was lots of...
What, as opposed to the original, which was, you know, a Russell Mulcahy masterpiece.
Exactly, but there was lots of half-naked men running around in that one. Jerry Halliwell, obviously, she did hers based
hers on... Hers was Flashdance inspired, wasn't it?
It was more Fame. It started as Flashdance, but then it sort of became Fame because they were dancing in the street.
Oh, I don't remember.
Whereas
it.
The actual
start
I just
remember
of it,
she was very skinny at
she
the
was
start.
Way too thin.
Yeah.
Way too thin. And the Young Divas, I don't actually, I think it was just a track that they had on their album because they had
move along.
All right, okay.
Hickey will be angry at that.
Okay.
Hi Hickey.
Question four. So going three out of three, Brittany.
Okay.
Let's go for gold. Okay. So question four. One of the original Bananarama singers, Siobhan Fahey, left the group in 1988 to form another girl group. Yes.
Shakespeare's Sister.
Well done.
With Marcella Detroit.
Oh, extra credits
thank
there.
You.
Now, ironically, in 1993, Marcella Detroit left the group because of artistic differences.
Oh.
Yeah. So, and then Siobhan had it for a few more years and then basically postponed it.
Well, Marcella did kind of have the voice from that pair. Oh. Although they mixed together quite well. I actually love their couple of hits they had. They were great.
They had a great two albums. Fantastic two albums. Question five.
Oh, it goes on. Okay.
Oh, yes. There's only two more questions because it relates to the six songs that we're playing tonight.
Oh, okay, right.
And for those of you who have just tuned in, we are talking 80s girl groups
And we're
tonight.
Up to question five of the quiz.
Okay. In the Bangles song, Manic Monday, who was she kissing by a crystal blue Italian... Let me finish.
Sorry.
Crystal blue Italian stream.
She was kissing Valentino.
Now, which Valentino was it, Brady?
Apparently Rudolph Valentino and not Valentino the designer.
Welcome to my collection. No, it wasn't the designer. You're absolutely right. It was Rudolph Valentino, also known as... Now, take a bit deep breath for this one. Rudolfo... Alfonso, Raffaello, Pierre, Philibert, I can't even say the next one, Di Valentina, Di Antongolo.
I can see why he went for Rudy Valentino.
So you can see Rudy Valentino, and for those of you who don't know, he might be a bit too young, he was a film star of the silent screen in the 20s.
Very attractive man.
And he died, and he had a huge, he was probably one of the biggest fan base at the time for young women. But moving on to the final question tonight.
Six for six. Can we do it?
Oh, my goodness. Question six. DJ Spinderella.
Cut it up one time.
From Salt-N-Pepa sings the line, "My name's not Susan," in a song called "What a Man." Who was the other group, the girl group, that they sung the song with?
Oh, En Vogue?
Oh, my God. Oh, well done.
You had me worried there. I was trying to run through the lyrics of that song going, I don't know any more lyrics.
And I was going to include En Vogue tonight, but then I realised, no, they're 90s.
Yeah.
Pretty well done. You're very good with a quiz.
Okay. All right.
Maybe you could ask the question that we're asking tonight of our listeners.
Maybe I could.
Nice segue.
Nicely done. What's your favourite thing about the 80s?
Now, Brady, the next song I'm playing...
Okay.
Big part, when I was a teenager, this was my first album that I bought. Mm-hmm. It was actually on tape.
I had it on tape too.
And it was Wow.
Yeah, which actually stood for Wild or What.
Really?
Yeah.
I never... You know why I didn't know that? Because the inserts of the tapes weren't like the inserts of the records.
They were so small that, you couldn't see all the details.
Now, do you remember what was on the cover?
Was it them in a hot tub or something?
No, it was the three of them kissing hot men, but they were facing towards the camera, and you just saw the backs of these guys.
Oh, yeah.
So
the photo was very small on the cassette.
But it was all in red, and they had some amazing singles and hits from this.
This was a huge album.
Oh, my God. I just absolutely loved it. And it was really hard. I wanted to play I Heard a Rumor, but then I decided this instead. It's I Want You Back. Oh, even the start.
I love that start. You're on Joy 94.9. It's the 80s girl band affair.
Most uplifting radio station, Joy 94.9.
You are on joy.org.au if you're listening around the world or just playing Joy 94.9 in Melbourne. It's The Affair tonight. Now, I should introduce us. Brady and Brett are on the mics, but it's the 80s girl group affair.
Absolutely. And look, we have been asking people what are their favourite things about the 80s. We've been getting lots of messages in. Someone was just so excited by It's Raining Men that something happened, which I don't know if I should say that
air.
Wee came out. We've also had a message in from Michael and Luke saying they love the quiz and the music.
And can I say also, with Dolly Diamond, Dolly Diamond's got a fabulous new show coming out as part of the new grid. It's a bit of a talk show on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. Dolly, I'm really looking forward to it. There's a nice little plug for you, Doll.
There you go. Michael has nominated that his favourite thing from the 80s was Coming Out. It was exciting and terrifying all at the same time.
Oh, my God.
And James sent us a message saying that Culture Club, Boy George and Marilyn absolutely rocked. Culture Club was awesome.
Yes, they
were. And do we know the gay connection in the band? Which one?
Well, I never knew because even though it's almost Culture Club was a boy group, boy really. Band, it was a boy band. The drummer and Boy George were having this...
John Moss
was having this on-again, off of...
Yeah.
Very volatile relationship throughout the band.
Now, Boy George's autobiography is a good read, as opposed to Mary Wilson from
Do
the
Do you know what? It is a good read.
It is. You're I mean, he's a bitter old queen, but it makes for good reading,
but
I've got to say.
He's a funny, bitter old queen, Brady, and that's the main thing here.
Absolutely. Hey, look, just before the break we played I Want You Back by Bananarama, we were just talking about how great their video clips were, because they always had lots of naked men in them.
Oh.
But do you know what? And I reckon this is a sign I was truly gay. I remember that video clip not for the naked men, but for the lovely gown that Jackie O'Sullivan was wearing in it. Because that was just after Siobhan had left, so they re-recorded that song with the new member, Jackie O'Sullivan. I think it was O'Sullivan, Jackie something.
Yes.
And she wore this kind of red, deep red wine colour, we'll call it, off-the-shoulder velvet dress in it.
She did too. And then she
looked ace.
And then, obviously, in the 90s, she left the band.
And then they went on as a two-piece for a while. They're still going.
They're still going.
Yeah.
And they've done... they wrote for Steps.
Really?
In the noughties. I still don't feel comfortable about saying noughties. It's still weird saying
Hey,
that.
Remember we were talking about that the other week and I couldn't remember work out what to call the teens.
Yes, what is
it? We can call it the onesies. The noughties and the onesies.
You heard it here first on The Affair on Joy 94.9.
I'm going to make that a thing.
You are? No, please. I want you to run with it. That's awesome. Now, look, obviously Bananarama touched us both, but another girl band that I absolutely loved in the 80s, and they went from 1981 to 1989, so they went pretty much for the decade.
They were pretty much the ultimate 80s girl band.
Have to be the Bangles.
Yeah.
Now, really tough about what Bangles track to play, and obviously leading into the whole history of the band as well, because there were a group, they got together, they had some great... hits and
they were
success.
Originally called the Bangs back in the day.
Yes, I'm glad they changed
I
that.
I am too, yes.
But lots of controversy with this band. Like, the girl... And I actually think out of all the people we're playing tonight, this is a group, but it is a band. The Bangles were a band.
Oh, they were a band. They played instruments, yes.
Yeah. But the whole friction between them and in the end and how it all sort of came... It sort of fell apart, really.
Yeah.
And like any good band... Obviously, their biggest hit, one of their biggest hits was A Hazy Shade of Winter from the fabulous big 80s blockbuster film Less Than Zero, which was all about abusing, probably, I think it sort of sums up the 80s with excess, shall we say, without going too much into it if you want to see the film, because it's a great film with, I think, still members of the Brat Pack. Which was a huge thing, which I loved in the 80s.
That was big in the 80s.
Oh, my God. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Brady.
Sorry, I've just been distracted by more messages. Everyone's excited.
He never looks at me when I'm talking.
Sorry, everyone's got so excited by our messages.
Okay, what is it?
Okay, so we've had another suggestion. This one's from Anna. Robert De Niro's Waiting from Bananarama.
Anna.
How good is that song?
Oh, my God, Robert. I love the line. Robert De Niro's
Waiting.
Waiting.
Talking Italian.
oh, look, buonasera.
And another suggestion is how about making a cracker mixtape from songs you recorded about the off the radio? Oh, I remember doing that.
That's one of my neighbour's door from Carnegie.
There you go, just down the road.
Yes.
And that was also the worst thing about the 80s was having to record songs off the radio.
I know. But you know what? I loved that. And then you couldn't mix it in. Like, at least now you can actually blend in music. It was like clack.
And there used to be that thing because the DJ would talk over the top of it and you'd like want them to shut up so that you could let pause off and start it recording.
Oh, it was hard. It was a hard life in the 80s, wasn't it?
Hey, look, this is slightly off track, but it did happen in the 80s. So speaking of recording songs off the radio. Okay, so Olivia Newton-John, right, there was a concert on TV, right? So I decided I would tape it on the tape recorder, right? So I set up the... because, of course, there was no fancy cords or anything.
Let's just go back a bit. You're not videotaping it, not with
the VCR. No. Putting it on a little C60 cassette, right?
Oh, so you are too cute for
it. So I've got the tape recorder set up on a little stool in front of the speaker of the TV, right? Because, you know, there's no cords or anything like that. So I'm recording it and I'm pressing pause and cutting out all the ad breaks and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Then
well
I get
done,
this,
by the way. Yeah, that was
then
a tough gig.
I get this great idea that why don't I just add in some backing vocals? So I start sitting next to the tape recorder and giving were some lovely harmonies to Xanadu and some other lovely Olivia songs. And Let's just say the results were less than stellar.
And you know what? I like it. Thank you so much for sharing that beautiful 80s moment.
I had forgotten all about it until I saw that message about recording songs off the radio.
Oh my God, you were just too cute. But you know, I'll probably have another discussion another day about what I used to record. But look, we still want to hear from you. We are talking 80s girl groups tonight on The Affair, but we were also saying, what was your favourite thing about the 80s? So I was talking about the Bangles.
Yeah, sorry, I got everyone distracted.
No, don't be silly. And still, I was going to do Manic Monday, but I thought, I alluded to it in the quiz, so instead, Walk Like an Egyptian.
All the old paintings on the tomb, they do the dance.
You're listening to The Affair tonight on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
The freshest sounds from around the world.
It has been the girl bands of the 80s. We're getting quite specific with our genres tonight on The Affair. We have been asking our listeners, and we've had heaps of people message in with their favourite thing about the 80s. One last one, Band-Aid.
Oh, how could you not forget Band-Aid?
Featuring Bananarama too.
Yes. Yeah. Do they know it's Christmas after all, Brittany?
Yeah. What a great song.
What a fantastic, I think, a great selection of songs tonight.
Absolutely, absolutely. More girls, more gay than you can poke a stick at tonight on the show.
Oh, any other final comments about the 80s?
No. I think I've told enough by sharing my Olivia Newton-John tape recorder story tonight.
And you know what? I'm going to be making a podcast, so that will always be enshrined in Joy history.
Speaking of podcasts, Brady, say someone missed the show tonight, so they're not actually hearing me saying this, but perhaps you could tell your friends who missed the show. How would they hear such podcast?
Oh, well, let's have a look. Well, you would go on to the joy.org.au website. Mm-hmm. /The Affair, or you can find us via the program grid.
Yes.
And all our podcasts are there that can actually be listened to, but you can also subscribe to them. And you can also go to our Facebook page, The Affair on Joy 94.9, which is also linked from the Joy
Twitter. And from our Twitter account.
Oh, yes.
We're all over the place. So, look, get onto it, like it, and you can find out what's going to be on the show next week. I know I said all the things from the listeners, but we've just had one more come in. It's the Shantuzies flashback with Wanna Be Up, Wanna Be Down, with the chick from Sons and Daughters, also known as Ali Fowler for the fans playing at home. I wanted to play the Shantuzies, but they had boy members in there.
I know.
I couldn't play them.
I thought that for our Aussie content. Hey, can I just quickly shout out a big happy birthday to Noel, and Noel's in Lundy, and I forgot his birthday the other day, so I want to say big happy birthday.
You are a bad friend.
But I want to dedicate the very last track tonight. Now, we started sort of at the start of the 80s, and we're ending at the end of the 80s tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Salt and Pepper.
I know,
it's one of those tracks that still gets played today. Final thoughts, Brady?
Push it. Push it good.
I always thought this set was saying sly bullshit. But it was slide bullshit.
On that note, you've been listening to The 80s Affair on the Affair. Joy 94.9.
Good night, Australia.
What's up, party people? It's the legendary DJ Cinderella, and you're checking out Joy 94.9. Turn your radios up.
All day, every day. Joy 94.9 on air and online at joy.org.au.
Hi, I'm Brett.
Hi, I'm Brett.
And you've been listening to another podcast of The Affair on Joy 94.9.
joy.org.au/The Affair.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.